Okay. So, you ran out there and you voted. You voted for an East Indian quarter black or less woman who never claimed herself as black until she ran for vice president. So you guys ran out there and you voted for Jim Crow Joe and Cop Kamala Harris. And now what? They're not getting off to a very good start with the black community. Doesn't seem like they're paying us too much attention. It seems like it's the wash, rinse, repeat. I'm confused on why did black people vote? Because it couldn't be to get Trump out of office. That's an emotional vote. That isn't a strategic vote based on laws, policy, and what we can expect and what we need from this Democratic Party to catapult the black community. It doesn't seem like nobody was thinking that, because the way that they're treating and the way that they're talking to these black politicians doesn't look like it is too promising for those who ran out there and voted against their own interest with no contract of a promise. Ice Cube wanted the contract for Black America. They told Ice Cube after the election. That's where we went wrong. If you don't have time to deal with us and put something in place before the election, and you want us to wait until after the election, then we'll vote after the election. How about that? But we don't do that. We're not strategic. We don't pull up policies. We don't check history. We don't talk to people who have lived in that district who can tell us firsthand. We do no research. White people say, get Trump out of office. Black people say, okay, I'm confused. We have no dog in the fight. If Trump gets in, he's not doing anything for us. Since Kamala and them got in, they're not going to do anything for us. So I'm confused. What are we voting for? We're continually out here casting these votes, and continually we come in super last place. Not even last place. We're so far in last place, they forgot we were even here. That's how far back we are. So I'm confused on what was the purpose of all these black people voting. What are we supposed to get out of it outside of Trump getting out of office? Because in 4 years, if he would have won, he'd have been out of office in 4 more years anyway. So that would have been inevitable. So it doesn't seem like anybody who voted, who I've talked to, had a plan. Everybody's saying, well, we had to get Trump out of office. Okay, but what does that do for the black community to put Kamala, who's a racist and married to a Jew, and Jim Crow, who is a Dixiecrat and who just basically lets black people know he doesn't like us and he thinks we're stupid. Okay, you're going to put these people in, and I'm confused on what is that going to do for the black community to help us get about this position. Because that bullshit about rising tides rises all boats, it doesn't. When gay people get rights, that's not helping black people. If Asian people get rights, that's not helping black people. So I'm confused on how this one boat is raising everybody except for us. And black people see it's not raising us, but yet they go out there and vote with nothing. Nothing. You're just out there voting willy-nilly just to get Trump out of office. Okay, fine. Okay, Democrats, we'll show up. We'll vote Trump out of office, since that seems to be so important to you white people, in exchange for, and that's the part I'm alluding to, because it's like black people said, okay, white people, we'll help you fight your battle and we'll get him out of office for free. Not in exchange, not you'll get our vote to get him out in exchange for, but we'll just do it for free and watch everybody else elevate on top of us, and we'll just complain like we always do. Okay, your people are in there. What are we getting for you guys' vote? I didn't vote because I already knew they don't give a damn about white people or black people unless we have money. It's not going to help me to vote. We've been voting since 1964, and our people are in the worse condition now than we were then. So I'm confused. Once again, black people who hear this, you voted Trump out for these white people. You got into their business. We go help you do your bidding. We going to help you do the battle in exchange for what? Because what I heard is clean energy, loans for Puerto Ricans, let more illegals become legal so they can take up all the jobs that we're competing for. That's what I heard. I'm confused on what you guys heard. So now that these guys are in, what are we expecting? What is magical about this fake black woman who's not black, and her father claimed proudly that they were slave owners? He sat there and said it on television, no, we weren't slaves, baby, we were slave owners. So she has a white supremacist mentality because she's in white people's face all day. She's married to a white person. Her dad is proud of being a slave owner. Her mom is a Indian. Nobody, none of this connects to the black culture at all. But you guys seen somebody who wasn't pale and put her in office, a sister girl who's not a sister, because she went to a HBCU. But white people go to HBCUs. That don't make them black. But okay, I'm confused on how y'all thinking here. I'm black too, but I don't think like that. I see it for what it is. An Indian woman who's using black people to get in office, and she's throwing out propaganda, and they're going to sit there and say, hey, black people, if you don't get Trump out of office, your life is going to get worse. Worse than what? And that's when I'm confused. A lot of black people was like, he's racist. And okay, but every president has been racist. I mean, wasn't we just getting lynched in 64? Wasn't we getting lynched in 2016 under Obama? Have we been lynched in since Trump been in? I'm confused. So we've been lynched, we've been burned, we've been beat, we've been burned out of our homes, we've been burned out of towns, we've been chased out of towns, they bombed Philadelphia, the Black Panthers. I mean, we've been through this. So because Trump is in office for 4 years, we all of a sudden just can't handle nothing, and we can't come together and be intelligent and vote intelligently. Out of everything we've been through, these 4 years coming up would have been the worst ever. Worst ever. We just can't think. We just have to go out here willy-nilly and just put the first thing we see. Even though Kamala's record concerning black people is borderline cruel, and Joe Biden's is not better, they have made laws, passed laws, and signed laws that is still harmful to us today. So you guys are going to take these people and give them the ultimate power to make more laws against us that's going to be in effect the next 20, 30, 40 years. Because Trump have to get out of office. This man for 4 years have to, no, we can't do four more years with this man. But the people who have been proven to do the most destruction to the black community, we're going to give them the ultimate power to make ultimate decisions, laws, legislations that's going to harm us the next 20, 30, 40 years. So we can't handle four, but we'll take two people who hate us and give them the ultimate power to make laws, statues, legislations, and everything else that's going to harm the black community and keep us down and more impoverished the next 20, 30 years. I'm confused. I'm confused. But obviously, black people don't think. You are so used to hearing the dog whistle. Black people, we need you. Black women, we need you to come out here and get this white man out of office. He's bullying us, and we need you to come and save the day. You've been doing it. You have no self-respect. You're not critically thinking. You're not analyzing the situation. You're not practicing self-love. You're not practicing group economics. We know this. So all we got to do is just say, yeah, black women, they're the key. Yeah, black women are the key, and they'll come out in droves just for that little accolade. We don't have to give them nothing, and they're not going to ask for nothing. They'll feel good just giving us the vote. Who cares if they're the bottom of the barrel? Who cares if there's no equality? Who cares if their communities are completely destroyed? Who cares? Who cares? They don't care about that. What they care about is what we care about. And we care about getting Trump out of office. So they're not going to ask for nothing to benefit their community. They're not going to ask for nothing to benefit their children's education. They're not going to ask for nothing that's going to benefit the quality of life. They're not going to ask for nothing in exchange. They're just going to run out here like blind sheep with excuses to get Trump out, because we'd rather just put up with Kamala and Joe ultimate power making every law they can against us, because we're going to give them the power to hurt us, our children and grandchildren the next 20, 30 years, because we can't deal with 4 years of Trump, even though we've been dealing with these people 400 some years. What kind of sense do y'all make? But when you don't think, I guess it makes a lot of sense. So my question to black America is, now you got this fake black woman and this racist Jim Crow drove. What about black people? What are we to expect? You guys voted. So what are you voting for? Just to get Trump out of office and nothing for us? What did they promise you guys? What did they put on the table and say, hey, if you vote, we'll give you this? Because I didn't hear anything. Only thing I heard, you know, Joe Biden says, hey, black people, I got your back. That could mean anything. So I'm just confused on the mindset of the black people who ran out here and took up this fight for white people and wanted to be social justice warriors, knowing our children are going from school to prison, but you didn't vote to make sure that doesn't happen, knowing we're the least paid people when we go anywhere and work, but you didn't vote to make sure that didn't happen, knowing that the worst food coming to the black communities, the worst milk, the worst everything, because they're trying to kill us off, but you didn't vote to make sure that didn't happen, knowing we need reparations, our own land, that we can live our own lives. You didn't vote for that, but you vote to get Trump out of office. How is that? How in the hell is that going to help catapult the black community out of poverty, hunger, pain, discrimination, and racism? I am confused. Black people, you have to think. Stop shooting yourself in the foot and then complaining because it hurts. You'll put people in office that you know aren't shit. You know they're not going to do shit. And when they do exactly what you know they're not going to do, you want to sit around and complain. How about not vote? If they're not giving you something that's going to be substantial for you and your community, you just don't vote. Because when you vote, they're not giving you nothing. They're selling you dreams. You believe them dreams. You run out there and vote with some kind of false pride that you then gave yourself. And then when the shit hits the fan and it's all over, you're still in the same situation. If you didn't have a car on November 2nd, I guarantee you, when they swear them in on January 20th, they're not going to make it no better where you will have one January 21st, but you okay with catching the bus because you voted. What? Your son is an energy being, but they gonna want to tell you, nah, he's not an energy being. He's hyper and disruptive. So we need to put him on some chemicals. Oh, you didn't vote to get that shit out of black schools. Let our children be who they are. They're naturally of energy. That's how the Most High created us. Leave our children be. You're not gonna pump our children full of chemicals. Did you vote for that? Nah, you didn't even vote to protect your own children. But you have voted to get Trump out of office to make sure them white folks is comfortable though, huh? Man, we a silly group of people. We really are. When are we gonna start figuring out the basics? This is not even like intellectual. This is just basic paying attention to the world you live in, paying attention to what's happened over history. You know, we've been voting and this is where we at. This is what they've been saying. We've been voting. This is where we're at. If we don't demand something, they're not going to give us nothing. And this is where we're going to be. So why do we continue to just give away the most precious commodity we have right now, which is our voting? That's a commodity. And we act like we don't know what's a commodity. And we just give it away willy-nilly and then complain when we don't get nothing. We have to do better, black people. The Democrats are in. Now what? Now what? Did you vote for more money to be allotted into your community to fix up the abandoned houses? To put more money into your community school? To bring programs that's going to actually really help somebody? No, you didn't vote for that, did you? But you'll complain because your child can't read, but you didn't vote for them to allot money to that school district, to allot better teachers in that school district, to allot better school textbooks in that school district so your child can learn to read. You didn't vote for that, but you'd be the first one to complain about how bad them teachers are. Sorry, not you sorry, because you could do something about it, but you didn't do nothing. You was helping the white folks out. You wasn't thinking about your uneducated child. When you go to them corner stores and they got stale food, nothing healthy. Did you vote for that? Did you vote for the city that you live in? We're going to vote to get this out, but we need you to allot the city that we live in so much money so we could take the money and use how we see fit to fix up these abandoned communities, these fallen communities that's in our black communities so we can raise them up. No, you don't vote for nothing pertaining to yourself, but I guarantee the white people don't mind because Trump is out of office. All I can say is thanks, black people, for putting us all in this stupid situation. If they're not offering you nothing, don't vote. You don't go to the grocery store and just hand them $500 and don't come out with groceries. You don't go in the car lot and give them people $25,000 and don't come out with a car. But you'll go to the vote and give them your only commodity and come out starving to death and wonder how come you're hungry. We got to do better. We have a brain. Listen, and this is the truth. We have a brain. And you really can use it. It's okay. You can use it to think. You can use it to solve problems. You can use it analytically. You can use it to create. I mean, we have a brain. It's okay, black people. It's okay to use your brain. Matter of fact, we should start a campaign. Black people, use your brain. Black people, use your brain. Because you got nothing out of it. Nothing. That's why I didn't vote. Because if you're not going to give me something that's tangible, that's going to help me, my family, and my community stop being in poverty, hunger, and pain, then I'm voting for nothing. I'm voting to help you out. You ain't hungry. Your community is intact. Your universities are intact. Your school system is intact. So why would I give a damn about Trump being out of office when I'm not voting to get him out of office unless you're giving me something? Because I'd rather put up with 4 years of Trump than two racists that's going to make all kind of rules, regulations, and whatever else they can get up there and conjure up that's going to affect us the next 20, 30, 40 years. Look at the Biden. The Biden bill is still affecting us, and that happened in the 90s. This is 2020. It's still happening. That's what I'm saying. Whatever they do to us, they make sure it's in effect for years. And all you guys are doing by not being strategic, by not thinking, by using your emotions, by listening to people who don't give a damn about you, is throwing the whole damn community, including yourself, into a burning fire. We need everything. We need everything. There's not anything I can think of we don't need. We need our own hospitals. We need our own universities. We need better school systems. We need our own land. Man, do we need. And y'all didn't vote for not one need. Y'all didn't say we'll get him out of office but provide this one need. We need like 500 things, and y'all couldn't vote on one tangible, helpful need in exchange to get a man out of office who has not made one rule, law, or legislation against us. But them people that you put in office, y'all put in office, they have. So you go putting people in office who already proven they hate you for free without getting anything to get somebody out of office who ain't made no laws or ain't passed shit against you. Because he's going to be there for the next 4 years. Who gives a damn? He's a narcissist. Only thing he going to do is think about himself. He ain't got time to pass no laws helping his own people. You think he got time to pass laws against us? See, y'all rather deal with people who's going to fuck you over the next 20, 30 years and deal with somebody who's a narcissist who don't give a damn about you for four? This is where we're at in our thoughts? Because he's racist? So is Kamala. Look at her record. What did Joe Biden say? He's a Dixiecrat. What did he say? Oh, I know all about black people. They need to be in the zoo. He thinks we need to be in the zoo, but y'all okay to put this man who thinks we need to be in the zoo? Y'all okay to put this woman who didn't want to let black people out of jail when their time was up, give them the ultimate power to just do what they want to? That's okay. With nothing in exchange? Okay, so black people, everything that happens against black people the next 4 years, all y'all Democrats that voted for them, we hold y'all accountable. It's up to y'all to get us up out this shit. You got us in it. And shit's going to come. Because they're going to make shit's going to come. And when shit comes and it's affecting us in a negative way, we expect all y'all black Democratic voters, y'all Kamala, cop Kamala Harris lovers, and y'all Jim Crow, you know, Biden lovers, we expect y'all to come together and get the hell up out of there. Because people like me didn't put you in it. I didn't vote. I have common sense. I'm paying attention to what's going on in the world. I'm not going to put my whole community in the damn boiling pot of water when I see what's going on. And if I'm going to put you in it, damn it, we're going to come out with some benefits. I'm not going to just put you in there and we just burning, howling and screaming, and, you know, we ain't got no damn benefits. What's wrong with y'all?